Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is All Relations United founder and managing director, Lorelei Horse Stands Waiting. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What is All Relations United?
Well, All Relations United is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We're based in Las Cruces, and we're serving the Native American communities. Now, we're especially concentrating our work in New Mexico and South Dakota. The Navajo and Pine Ridge Indian reservations are the two largest reservations in the country. So we've connected our work in both of these two places, in New Mexico and in South Dakota. One of our board members is Scott Robertson, a member of a Taos Pueblo, Picoris, here in New Mexico. And another of our board members is Brian Brewer, and he's the former tribal president of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota, which has been ground zero for many Native issues over the years.
When did All Relations United form here in Las Cruces?
Well, we first got started about 3 years ago, and we started doing our work up in South Dakota. In fact, we did some programs in the prisons, and then we did some events connecting communities across South Dakota and a youth event in Rapid City. We wanted to start an INIPI reentry program, so we moved our operation basically to focus here in Las Cruces. And our INIPI reentry program was about building sweat lodges to address addiction. Addiction has become the focus of our program, along with the youth, since the rates are so high in both New Mexico and South Dakota and pretty much all over the country. In fact, New Mexico has some of the highest rates of suicide in the nation. And a lot of this is a result of addiction, as well as economic factors. That's why we're working with the youth as well. Now, the Pine Ridge Reservation has the highest rate of youth suicide in the country, about three times the national average. Here in New Mexico, we have about 25.6 suicides per 100,000 people, and that compares to the national average of 14.8. And since 2008, New Mexico has had one of the highest rates of drug overdose deaths in the United States. Between 2008 and 2012, almost every county in New Mexico has had a higher drug overdose death rate than the rate for the entire United States.
Why do they have these problems?
Well, I think a lot of it is caused by historical trauma and is centered on the reservations, Gallup, Farmington. Now, Doñana County is also very poor, so we do have some higher rates here, but a lot of this is centered on the reservations, and you're dealing with historical trauma. You're dealing with extreme poverty. On the Navajo Reservation, for example, 38% of the people live in poverty, and we have people that are living there with no running water still. About 15,000 homes on the reservation currently are not connected to electricity even. So we have this extreme poverty, and then you have other factors in both South Dakota and here in New Mexico, such as uranium mining. Now, in South Dakota, on the Pine Ridge Reservation, uranium mining has contaminated the water to such an extent that people are drinking water with radiation, bathing in it. Children are swimming in rivers. And this has also been going on for a long time on the Navajo Reservation. Now, we have a high amount of COVID-19 deaths. And I think a lot of this is due to compromised immune systems, probably from the radiation. And also because of the extreme poverty, you have people that aren't able to buy nutritious foods. And COVID-19 has really impacted Native communities in this country, at least ones that are living in poverty. And that, unfortunately, occurs with most of the reservations. But these are marginalized communities, and you have kids, like in the spring, in March, when this began, the kids were sent home. Well, these kids didn't have any food. A lot of their families are so impoverished they could only provide one meal a day. So Another thing that All Relations United is doing is partnering with the BEAR program in South Dakota. And BEAR stands for Be Excited About Reading. And the director, Yvonne Tiny DeCorey, is doing some amazing things. This is addressing addiction and suicide prevention. And we're working on this through our youth program, Together We Strive. And what we're trying to do is make sure that everybody gets through this COVID-19. Now, as I said, when the kids were sent home last March, All Relations United worked with the BEAR program to provide meals to the children. So what we did was we had enough meals, packed lunches to deliver to each of the kids, and they contained a lunch, a snack for evening, and breakfast in the morning. Now, I think here in New Mexico, our schools were a little bit better about continuing to provide lunches for the kids during this time, but this didn't happen elsewhere, especially in South Dakota. And this skips a little bit to how people could help support our work. We had to put our NEPI reentry program on hold here in New Mexico. And the reason for this is that large gatherings or small gatherings of more than a few people weren't being allowed, plus the social distancing and wearing face masks. So what we had wanted to do and will do here in New Mexico once this is passed is build sweat lodges, and then we'll be bringing people, especially the youth, in, and we'll use a sweat lodge to help them detox from the physical effects of the drugs. If you take something like meth, heroin, even alcohol, you're going to continue to have those cravings. Even if you get counseling, you know, all the counseling in the world isn't going to help if you physically are going to be craving that. And I talked to a state trooper up in South Dakota, and he said he has a friend who's been off meth for 10 years, but if you put it in front of him, he'll take it. So that's why this program was so important on the physical level. And then we're also addressing addiction on the mental and the spiritual level. We were partnering with other organizations to provide counseling. Zia Recovery is one here in Las Cruces. And then we would be bringing in medicine men, spiritual advisors. So that way we would have a comprehensive program. But again, that one we've had to put on hold for now. So we're concentrating on the youth program. And we also have a community reinvestment program to give back to our communities. But what we're doing right now, All Relations United always tries to help where the need is greatest. So by partnering with the BEAR program in South Dakota, which again is a suicide prevention initiative for youth, and BEAR stands for Be Excited About Reading, we're trying to save some lives. They have such a high rate of suicide. It seems almost every week there's an attempt, successful or not, but we have three kids currently that we're trying to help, and this gives you a little picture of what's going on some of these reservations. Twyla is a 16-year-old girl who's a recent survivor of a suicide attempt. She and a sister were living with their grandmother on Pine Ridge, and when their grandma died, HUD Housing gave the children 3 days to get out. Then they kicked them out and boarded up the window so they couldn't get back in. Twyla didn't see any hope, so she attempted suicide. But luckily, the BEAR program has been able to help her, and she was found in time. We have another boy named Romano who is so undernourished to the point where his hair is falling out. His mother is trying to provide for him and his younger brothers by selling beadwork and baked goods. Now, you got to remember, the unemployment rate is extremely high on a lot of our reservations, 85 to 90% on Pine Ridge. So a lot of people are just barely getting by. So here we have Romano, the 15-year-old boy who is at high risk of suicide also, or even, you know, just dying from starvation. And this is a third world country in the United States, and we have reservations here that are in the same predicament. Our third child we're trying to help is Hayden, who's also 16. She goes between foster care and being homeless. So we have a family that's trying to help her, but they're also impoverished. We had a young man drink a bottle of Clorox the other week. Fortunately, he survived, but he has internal damage. A 16-year-old boy named Cruz, he was living in a van with his father, homeless. He lost hope. That was last week also, and he committed suicide by hanging. unfortunately, that one was successful. Just an example of what's going on in our reservations. And Pine Ridge, Navajo, and other ones are third world countries. And Pine Ridge is the poorest county in the United States.
And that's in South Dakota again, right?
Yes.
And then here in New Mexico, have you seen any suicide attempts in Doñana County? You know, we have a large Native American reservation up in northern New Mexico. But what about the southern part of New Mexico?
Well, you know, there's a lot of violence I've seen because of addiction here. I'm not familiar with suicide attempts because I haven't had time to reach out in that way here because of our work in South Dakota. But I have a friend here whose son was a victim of a violent crime. He was 21 years old, and this was meth-related. And I'm seeing a lot of meth-related crimes around here, and they're affecting the youth. We have children bringing meth to school. I've talked to some teachers here, and they say that's been a problem. And going back to Pine Ridge, last year we had a five-year-old bring meth, and he was sharing it like candy with his classmates. Now, his father apparently was dealing meth. So these kids, you know, they don't know the difference. And this is where they have to be probably taken out of the homes, or, you know, someone has to go into the homes and see what's going on there. A lot of times refrigerators are bare because parents are spending money on buying drugs to treat their addiction. And again, a lot of this comes about because of historical trauma. We have parents, grandparents that were taken away and sent to boarding schools when they were 5 years old until they were 18 and returned to the reservations where they didn't know any of the culture, the ceremonies, and their kids have lost that connection. So you have a generation of kids that don't understand their own roots and they don't have that foundation they need. And that's driving a lot of these problems. And then probably about 20 years ago, the cartels started going up to Pine Ridge, up here through New Mexico to the reservation, and being on the border, that's especially a problem in the reservations in Arizona. But they went all the way up to Pine Ridge, and now one of our board members, Brian Brewer, who I mentioned, his nephew, Vincent Brewer Jr., was gunned down a couple of years ago while he was playing basketball on the Pine Ridge Reservation by cartel members who had driven up from Colorado. He was 27 years old, I believe, and a star basketball player. And he was working with these little kids, and basically he owed them some money, and he said, not here in front of the kids, and he went with them. They beat him up, shot him in the face, and dumped his body. This is what makes drugs so dangerous on a reservation.
What can we do here in our communities for people to be able to help you support your work?
Well, you know, awareness is really important. So people can go to our site, www.allrelationsunited.org. We have a donation button. What we need most is monetary donations. That way we're able to get the most help in the quickest way to where it is most needed. And they can also mail a check to All Relations United, P.O. Box 13794. In Las Cruces, New Mexico, 88011. Or if anyone would like to volunteer services or help in any other way, they can call me at 575-312-4398. We always accept, you know, any kind of donations and help we can get.
You've been able to help other indigenous groups from other parts of the world, like El Calvario United Methodist Church here in Las Cruces. You had our indigenous brothers and sisters from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we have been partnering with El Calvario Church here, who has been wonderful. And say a year ago, this past spring, we had thousands of refugees coming through. And a lot of them came to El Calvario. And I went there pretty much every day and worked with the people, talked with them, helped with travel arrangements, got needed donations, clothing, food. We got a freezer donated from Home Depot because a donation of frozen chicken had come in from a Mormon church, quite a large one, and El Calvario had no place to keep it. So Home Depot donated a freezer to store that. And then they were short of water, so I went to Walmart and we got, I think it was 50 gallons of water donated. So we just tried to help out by getting them what they needed. And then in turn, El Calvario has given us land that we can use in Doñana and even where they're located in town to build our sweat lodges. And we'd also like to set up a Native store. We're trying to help the people in the prisons as well. And a lot of these inmates, men and women, make jewelry. And we'd like to sell that in a store that we set up. And that would help fund our organization as well. So El Calvario has really been wonderful in helping our indigenous relatives to the south, and mostly from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, and Nicaragua. And a lot of these people, especially in Guatemala some years ago, a lot of indigenous people were gunned down by rebel forces. And, you know, these are children and grandchildren who are very needy of our support. So, you know, I think New Mexico has been really wonderful in opening our doors and welcoming.
Do you have a lot of volunteers who help you? How many people are in your organization here in Las Cruces?
Well, we only have a handful, but we're kind of spread out. We do have some volunteers here who have been very helpful, and the churches have been helpful. Like I said, El Calvario, the spiritual center here with Reverend Bonnie, has offered use of their facility for events. Also, Cruces Creatives, we have a membership there, so we're able to use their facilities. We have volunteers up in South Dakota on the Pine Ridge Reservation. So we're just, you know, working with an integrated group of people, and we'd like to expand to other reservations around the country. Like I said, we started here and with Pine Ridge because the need is the greatest, but we would like to expand, especially to some reservations in Arizona along the border, because they're having a lot of problems there, too. Again, COVID-19 really has impacted our organizations, and especially with funding. So if there's anyone out there listening that can help, you know, in any way, just give me a call, email. You can write whatever's most convenient, and I'd be happy to talk with you. It's all about saving this next generation for our children.
COVID-19, it's impacted many organizations, all of the world, and all of our nation here. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about All Relations United, helping our indigenous communities here in the United States and worldwide. With me today, All Relations United founder and managing director, Lorelei Horse stands waiting. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Yes, thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.